Hey y'all.
Okay, let's do it again. Come on.
Hey y'all. Welcome to another episode of Real Spill.
We can't make this up. How are y'all doing today?
And we got it. We back.
Yeah.
We back in action.
So disregard our first take, honey. You know, but you know, we feeling better today.
Mm-hmm.
We were all rested today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week was just a lot.
Last Sunday, like,
it was a lot going on.
Yeah, we was tired
as hell. But you know what? Like I said, we're back and we're better than ever.
Yeah.
So today, look, we gave y'all a week. We gave y'all a week to watch it, to catch up, do whatever y'all needed to do. So now,
if you have no excuse.
None. And I'm going to say this. This is a spoiler alert. So if you have not finished season 4 of Insecure, you need to go and watch it. Then come back whenever you get done.
Yeah. Go ahead and turn this episode off.
I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. All right. You gone. Bye. Anyway. So to the people that have watched Insecure, who has probably cried at Insecure, who's probably been angry and insecure,
mm-hmm.
who have probably fell in love from Insecure. Season 4 has played with my emotions.
Yeah. Season 4 has been the roller coaster that I didn't want to get on in the first place.
My life is a roller coaster. And to see it unravel on TV is freaking...
It's weird, and I say it all the time, like, I don't know if Issa has, like, my life and the people in my inner circle. I don't know if she got our lives tapped.
Oh, no, she, that this shit, definitely, like, girl, you could have just called
God,
me.
I'm trying to tell you.
I would have said, Issa, hey, girl.
So, this happened like this, and then after that, it was this, then after that, it was that.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you put it in there like this.
Yeah.
We would have been good.
Would have.
Now she's just broadcasting everything on the fucking big screen.
She just putting, like, literally, here you go. But it's really, like, that's what people be going through. Like, people in the, and they're 30.
Right.
We're just 24, 25. Well, I'm 25. She's 24.
Just couple don't months. Play with me. My birthday's coming.
I know, I just said in a couple months.
Don't try to shit on me because you older than me.
Okay. All right. Anyway, but you know, the people in, you know, the mid-20s. Well, I wasn't even in my mid-20s.
We was early 20s dealing with
that
certain
shit.
Parts of the show.
Yeah. But
I think each season has played or has signified a certain era in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this most recent one, like, depicts what's going on, you know, most not accurately.
Not in my current life, but shit that happened in my past life.
Now, I ain't talking about no baby shit. I ain't got that issue going on.
I don't have that issue either, but
yeah. But all that other shit, yeah.
Well, we gonna work our way up to the finale. We gonna work our way up to the finale.
Yeah.
So if you listen to our first So Insecure episode that we did, pretty much that was from like pretty much season 1 episode 1 to where we were at that time, season 4 episode 4. Y'all, please disregard
these
crazies outside popping firecrackers. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the holiday is, but disregard it.
Please.
Oh, it is Father's Day. Maybe they want to say Happy Father's Day.
Girl.
You know? And Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there that's listening. You know, let y'all daddies know. Let your man, that's the daddy, know that we said Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, happy belated Juneteenth to, you know who you are, to all our listeners. But anyway, back to the regular schedule program. So we just really was like recapping what was going on in Insecure, how we felt about it, just breaking down each character and things of that nature. So since we've done that, we're just going to talk about, just have a general discussion about certain things that happened after, well, from season 4, episode 5 to season 4, episode 10. So there's 6 episodes that we need to recap.
Yes.
And you all can join this conversation as well. Not with us right now, but you know, while you're listening. You know, while you're listening, you can just say, yeah, girl, yeah, bitch, like, write us. Let us know.
Seriously, DM us as you're listening and let us know.
And if you got my number, you got our number, text us. Yeah. You know, we always down for a little dialogue about Insecure, really, because questions just keep coming out.
And we can answer them easily.
With no problem.
You know that show, Front to Back?
Yeah, I've been going to sleep watching Insecure, like, over and over and over again. But, so from episode 5, that's the block party, if you don't know.
Okay.
So, block party. Give me 3 things that you liked about it and 3 things that, well, 3 things that you liked about the episode as a whole, and then 3 things that you didn't like as a whole.
Okay, 3 things that I liked. I liked how deep Issa was in her bag with that block party. Like,
oh, my girl was in
my
it.
My girl was deep in, like, she was in that bitch.
She,
like,
was calling the shots.
Yes, like, she really had her boss hat on, and I commend her for that. The second thing I liked that her friends were there to support. Even though Molly was being a hating-ass bitch, but we'll get to that part later. And I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I like that at the end of the night, like, Nathan stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what are some things that you didn't like?
Things I didn't like? I didn't like that Molly was being a hating-ass bitch. I didn't like that Condola popped up, like, what is up with ghosting and then just popping back up like nothing ever happened?
Because my girl was like, I'm just here waiting for you to bring back the giveaways.
Like, excuse me?
To bring back the giveaways. Issa, I'm really proud of you, Issa. I'm really happy for you, Issa. You really did this, Issa. Bitch, go suck a dick. But we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that girl later.
Yeah. So then the third thing I didn't like was the whole commotion that Molly caused.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like how she took one little comment, like, hey, they want to see you backstage. Oh, well, what they want to see you for? Oh, because I helped. What you mean you? No, chill out, bro. It's really not that fucking deep.
Like I said, at the end of the day, if you take Molly out of the equation, Issa would still have ties to Andrew.
Thank you.
Because she was still talking to, conversing with Nathan.
Thank you.
And Nathan, like I said, is Andrew's roommate, so.
If it weren't for Issa in the first place, Molly would not know who Andrew is.
It wouldn't be Mandrew at all.
Exactly. I don't like that you said Mandrew.
I just put them together. Oh, Mandrew.
Okay. What were 3 things that you liked?
Things
you didn't like, man.
The first thing that I love how Issa, like the real Issa Rae, I love how she loves LA. And that really portrays, like, whenever she does anything. Mm-hmm. You know, she always had, like, that LA episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Secondly, I love the, like, Kelly really is, like, the girl. Because for her to just break out into, like, oh, I only, you know, however you say it. Because I can't do the accent. I'm a butcher it, so. But, yeah, for her to just break out into a British accent and to stick with it.
Right.
Like.
Until the end when she, like, nigga, I'm from Philly.
I want her to say, let's go. I wanted to say that so bad. And thirdly, I liked how, I just liked everything about the episode. Like, I liked how Andrew always tries to keep Molly, like, bitch, you know, you tripping on Issa, but you was dodging me for work, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see all the things that she was doing right in front of you. So what you got to say about that? Oh, you know what? You're right. he really always serves her humble pie.
Yes.
And, but, things that I didn't like about it was Molly already came into the block party with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
She already came with
before
that.
Before she left the apartment.
I don't even want to go.
And you say, well, let's not go.
Then.
I cannot go.
Then whenever Issa sees her, she's like, oh, I didn't even think you were going to come. She's like, oh, why wouldn't I come? I'm your best friend. No. You're using that best friend word too loosely.
Right.
You want to say that because you always want to seem as if, like, you're the person in the right, you know? But, no, sis, you're wrong in this particular moment. And then, can I also say, Amal in that episode was hilarious to me, too. Another thing I didn't like is that, although Kelly did see that something was off with Tiffany, I didn't like how everybody was kind of turning a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
To her, like, comments.
Yeah.
But I think they just didn't want to make it a big deal. And yeah, Molly, child, after that episode, Molly was canceled.
Definitely. Like, I was not fucking with Molly even before the block party, because she was just, I wasn't liking how she was moving. And then when all that shit happened, it was just like, yeah, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to go.
She really, it's the way you go about approaching a situation.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you at your, like, you have an event, and I come, and yeah, we have, like, some unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my time and place to speak about it. That's just my time to say, we're going to be a good friend. I'm still mad at this bitch, but I'm going to still support her because that's my bitch at the end of the day. And now, another thing that I did like is that, well, I'm not going to say I did like it. Well, I liked it and I didn't like it at the same time. Although that they were having a argument, the things that they were arguing about wasn't really the issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, that was just something that they felt in that moment. I was watching a YouTube video not too long ago, and she said Molly listens whenever you, like, for instance, somebody comes to Molly and tell them they don't like X, Y, and Z that she's doing, she listens to rebut.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to understand. She listens to just say, well, bitch, you did this and you did that, so that's why I did this and I did that. You know, she really lacks accountability.
There is no accountability within Molly at all.
Mm-mm.
None.
Mm-mm. Now, with Issa, I'm not going to say that what she said to Issa was wrong, and I'm not going to say it was right, but I think Issa needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It made her very cautious of, like, not cautious, but
more aware.
Yes. Of what she could possibly be doing and how she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going from episode 5, the block party, to episode 6, that was just the Issa episode. Because, you know, we always get those one character episodes anyway. So we got that one character episode, Issa. And Issa wakes up and she just replaying everything that Molly said to her, saying, you ain't nothing but a using as a selfish ass bitch or some shit like that. And pause. If Molly would have stepped to me the way that she stepped to Issa, bitch, I would have slapped her. You got 5 seconds to remove yourself from my space.
Like, you better back the fuck up.
And I'm only gonna give you 3.
Thank you.
That's just that on that. So, but yeah, Issa woke up thinking about what Molly said about her, and she was just okay. And it's like when somebody call you out on something, it's just like, okay, how can I fix this? How can I not be this? How can I not?
Right.
And so she went to the grocery store, and girls, like, in the line looking, you know, trying to get somebody to buy her groceries or something. And everybody thought she was trying to skip the line. I didn't think that. I thought she was trying to rob Issa.
Look, I just rewatched that episode, and I said, you got to be a bold motherfucker to go to a grocery store, make a basket full of groceries, knowing
and can't pay
you
for
have
it.
No money. Who does that? And you a just lot of expect people... somebody to be a good Samaritan?
Somebody did that shit to us when we was kids. If I'm not mistaken, that happened to us like years ago. I had to be like that's five or crazy. Six. Yeah.
You got to be.
I'm going in the store to go buy, like, literally get a basket full of shit.
Full of stuff. Actually, $150 worth of shit.
Yeah, because what?
The total was $154.
Because how much was her,
the wine? Okay, so maybe let's say, like, $140 worth of stuff. Because that wine is, like, $10, $12.
Okay, like yeah, no, sis.
Like, you tripping.
What did you get? Diapers that high? Yeah, I know diapers are high, but that was the look, and then it was California, yeah. But it's Cali, so. Yeah.
But still, $140 worth of groceries?
I would say, girl, how much is all this stuff? Look, I'm really trying, I can give you $10 on your stuff, like, that's really all I can give you.
I can put get a somebody, couple items on my tab, but.
If you can get somebody else to give you $10 each, you can get this going within like 11 people.
Right.
Because I can't do it by myself, baby. I can't do this.
This ain't it.
Ain't like what? Maybe she was like, I'm pregnant, so I can use that to my advantage. I forgot my wallet at home. Oh gosh, I forgot my wallet. Do you have $140 with you?
Like,
can I borrow it? Thank you so much. But she really played the fuck out my girl easily.
Late.
She was like, you gave me perspective. This is sad to see, but you gave me perspective. Thanks. And walked out. Meaning you didn't really need those items.
Right. Let me find out Issa was her social experiment.
Issa say, she need all this shit, you know, because the baby not even here. So, which the baby wasn't.
Right.
So, but Issa was going like with her, like every time she looked at herself in the mirror, it was like a, do it. Like, yeah. Girl, you got it. Or bitch, no, don't do it. Bitch, I'm doing it. You know, type of thing. So, then whenever she left there, she got the older man that was trying to catch the bus, and he ended up missing the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was... When that man said... Wait, what did he say? He was like, did he say slow down or watch out? He said watch out.
Yeah.
He's like, watch out! And she's just like, no, no, no. I meant like, watch out in life. You know, they got oh, wow, yeah. And then he's talking about all his friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Would you have picked the stranger?
Hell no.
Like, if you feel like, okay, let me do a couple good deeds today.
I ain't lying. It do cross my mind. But we're living in times where people are really unpredictable.
Yeah.
This is not Johnson Family Vacation where we just picking up strangers who just got their thumb in the air on side of the street. Can't do that because only time I'll do that is if I, like, really had, like, you know, I was carrying something with mm-hmm. me, but, like, I ain't carrying nothing, so.
So, this is funny, but it's not funny. Like, it's kind of sad, but when I be going to work and I got to pass the prison,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's a long road. Like, that is a very long road. Like, maybe, like, 15 miles or something. So, when you're going through the curb by the prison, there's a sign that says, do not pick up hitchhikers.
Oh! Not do like, not pick them up.
Yeah, because you in the, you know, they could be,
yeah,
you know, inmates escaping or some shit.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, I guess I will be picking up no.
No, can't pick up nobody.
Not on that road.
Mm-mm. And then, even if people, like, really look presentable, I still wouldn't pick them up. Because, like,
it's always kind of iffy.
Yeah. You got to pray to the good Lord for the, for favor and strength, yes. And just say, Lord, please forgive me, but I can't do it today. I can't.
Send me another test, Lord, because this one ain't it.
I can't do it. Not saying I can't. I'm not. I don't want to say willing. I just, I don't think this the one.
Yeah.
I don't think this the one.
Send me another test.
I could pay for somebody food in Chick-fil-A line. Yeah. I could do that.
I could pay it forward.
I could do that with no problem.
And that's all Issa was trying to do that episode.
Pay it forward.
And she just got the butt in.
Bro, my girl. Then we get to the damn painting suit. These hoes from the DMV area done drank all my girl. What is it?
Carlo Rossi.
I don't drink it. So, drink all her wine. I'll try it one day. like all that shit, and they talking, they kikiing and shit like that. They over here painting fucking cactuses, and is it cacti?
It's cacti.
Sorry. I fixed myself, so.
I'm glad.
Because I already knew. I was like, cactuses. I was like, I don't think that's a word. You gotta watch
the dictionary over here.
I think it's cacti. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, that was my bad. But you know what? I corrected myself within 3 seconds. So.
You got that.
Charge it to my head, not my heart holes.
You got it.
So, then they were like, oh yeah, girl, you should go. You should come hang out with us. But they was really being friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, yeah, like, they really, like, they could be friend material. They can take Molly's spot. Because that hoe ain't shit. Ain't shit.
And what did we, what happened? What?
We go to the damn restaurant, y'all. We sit at the restaurant. And they gassing Issa up. But Issa mm-hmm. needed that in that moment. She needed yeah. people. She needed a group of people who were around her age. Who could potentially be, you know, friends. And they just like, girl, like, you really doing the damn thing? Like, no, bitch. Like, that's fucking lit. Like, that's awesome, ho. They go to the bathroom. I thought... So, when they... So, the bathroom scene, y'all. I don't know.
Tell me what you thought happened. Because I thought she passed out.
No, I didn't even think... I thought she was like... trying to peep at Issa in the other.
What the hell?
I thought she was just trying to be a peeper.
Ew.
Yeah, because, I mean, Issa looking down and she don't see her, but imagine that she's her, like above her. You know, like...
Nah, you know, that would have been some weird-ass shit.
But it's insecure. I was expecting yeah. something weird to happen. Because it was just, like, regular. Like, nothing bad was happening. Nothing crazy was happening at the moment. Everything just seemed very normal. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a very... Season 1, episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got broken pussy. You get what I'm saying?
just smack you with some dumb shit. Like out of the fucking blue, dude.
Then my girl's like, girl, like, did you fall in? One, how the fuck did she get out that bathroom?
How didn't Issa hear anything?
Issa was pissing and she was talking.
The girl must not have pissed, because if she did, she didn't wash her hands.
She probably didn't. She probably just said, I'm about to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. She probably had that damn, well, no, she couldn't have the door open. But she couldn't have locked the door. She probably had to slide underneath it.
Or she could have just not closed it all the way.
Okay.
She could have not closed it all the way.
But, I mean, it was a nice bathroom. Apparently, it smelled like baked rolls.
Right. And it probably wasn't no shit like the kind of bathrooms we go to.
Because, honey, it'd be like,
that shit be squeaking. Like, goddamn. What if I'm like, trying to
WD-40 is needed. But, yeah, Issa come back out and them bitches is gone.
Ghost.
And guess what they did? Leave my bitch with the fucking tab. And I just loved how hood rat shit.
That was a perfect song. Like, she always got the best song placements.
That's going to be my next thing once we get done recapping.
Okay.
So, yes, for that song to just pop on, and Issa really just like, wrong bitch.
You fucking with the wrong one.
Hood rat shit. With my hood rat friends, everywhere we go, we be drinking. Shake that ass, bitch, bounce that shit. Yeah, hood rat shit. With my hood rat friends, y'all hood rat shit, y'all hood rat shit, doing hood rat shit, with my hood rat friends. That was my birthday song last year.
This episode is brought to you by Megan Thee Stallion, Fever album.
Yes.
Hood rat shit.
With my hood rat friends.
That's going to be the song of the day.
Yes. Let that set the tone for y'all. After y'all get done with this, go listen to that. Make sure the pilgrims... aren't listening, because
oh, Lord.
Then you might not have a job. So just be careful. Just be careful when you play it. Matter of fact, when you leave and work, listen to it. Blast and shit. Yeah. Yeah, you won't regret it, I promise. But yeah, she go. I just really be wishing Issa Visions to be like
the real
happening, because when she pulled up on them, And she was like, what about now, Kenzie? Don't nobody want your crying ass now, bitch. And, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Pause. Kyla Pratt said that she really got, like, DMs and comments, like, people adding her, saying, you ain't shit. You ain't nothing but a bitch. How fucking dare you?
Why do people do that? She was
like, how dare you do that to fucking Issa? Like, you know Issa was having a hard motherfucking time.
Why do people do that, dude? Like, it's just a show. Issa, come on now.
Issa was like, she received DMs and just like, man, I'm so sorry that happened to you, dude.
Like,
it's not a reality show, friends.
It's not. It's pure fiction.
Scripted. It's scripted, you know.
Like, what is going on?
Oh, gosh. But, and she was like, damn, I'm sorry. Like, damn, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, you know. But Issa goes to talk to her mom. I'm happy that this season we got to see the family dynamic of Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see why Amal and Issa are the way that they are.
Yeah.
Because for her to say, and inherit them twins, girl, no. No, you don't want Keisha with alopecia? No.
Nigga said Keisha with alopecia.
You know, Keisha with alopecia, that's how you remember them. Amal is just idiotic. And then what else happened? Yeah, and her mom just knew that she needed like a hug.
Yeah,
that was nice. Cause it's like you hold it in for so long, but your mama, somebody always knows. Like people that know you, and they know something wrong with you, and they just like come here,
bring it in.
I'm like, what? Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And she just broke down crying, but that's what she needed. Poor Issa, I really feel bad for her in that moment.
We be having the moments, though, where it's like, you let so much shit build up without truly expressing how you feel and, you know, letting your emotions be emotions. And all it takes is that one time, and you just let everything out. And so she needed that purge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was lovely. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was sad, but lovely at the same time. And then fast forward, she go home, she go relax, go smoke a blunt. She just, you know, answering all these comments underneath, you know, the little community tab thing on her post, mm-hmm. or whatever. Oh, and also she talked to Kelly. Kelly was like, bitch, when you gonna call Molly? And girl's like, are you giving Molly the same energy? Yes, I mean, I've been calling her too. But Issa didn't feel the need to contact Molly because she wasn't in the wrong. And she always reach out.
Right. And you can't blame her.
I don't blame her.
Because if you're the one who's always reaching out, like, am I the only one who wants to make this work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then fuck it. I'm going to stop putting my energy into it.
Mm-hmm. Because it needs to be reciprocated.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing 50%, and they doing 25, where the other 25 at?
Exactly.
I can't give it. I need you to.
Like, what's it going to be? What it ain't.
You know? So, you know, after she go to the Ethiopian place. And before she walks in, who did she see? Molly. She looked at herself in the mirror. Her mirror finally hugged. Her reflection finally didn't tell her anything. Because
right.
I think her reflection was even like, bitch, I don't know. This your decision. I definitely would do the same thing Issa did.
Like,
yeah,
nah, I'm going to leave.
Now, if I really wanted it, I would have went and got it, but I wouldn't have said anything to her. I really would have paid her dust.
That would have been a completely different
thing.
Scene right there, yeah.
Cause I mean, I'm not trying to start anything with you, you know, but
especially
that's just
not
me.
In public. Like, let's just let this be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm. And that's how episode 6 ended.
Mm-hmm.
So 7.
Okay. 7. That's where, the way 6 ended is how 7 starts. So from the end of six, we see the restaurant scene from Issa's perspective. Like, she walks up, she sees Molly sitting in her phone. Six?
Oh, the end of six?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about seven.
No, the end of six, we see it from Issa's perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she walk up, and she see Molly sitting there, head in her phone. And Issa looks at herself, she looks back at Molly, and she's like, nah, fuck this shit, I'm not doing it. She goes back to the car. Boom. But what we didn't know, and we find out on the beginning of seven, is that Molly actually saw Issa first. Because she's sitting there at the bar, ordering her food, and she looks up, and she sees Issa pull up, and she's walking to the door, and she's like, okay, here we go. And so,
didn't like that.
Right.
Because she was preparing herself for some shit to pop off.
Exactly. When you could have just, you could have sat there and looked at her and said, hey, Camille.
I was just.
But if you wanted to talk and get the business clear.
She didn't want to get the business clear because she just wanted to continue to make Issa feel like shit. Because
she's a fucking asshole, dude.
She just wanted to make Issa feel like shit.
Anywho, she gets upset that Issa leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it goes to her and Andrew. And she's like, you know, I saw Issa and that bitch didn't even say that, anything to me.
That bitch ran away from me like I was a job.
Like, come on now. Now you shading me behind my back.
She was shading her the whole episode, but we're going to get to that. Come on. Yes.
I don't like that shit. I don't like it at all. So, Andrew, you know, at this point, you can start to see that he's really over Molly's shit. Because she's steady going on. And he
all she do is complain.
Listen.
She's not going on this trip with us.
Like, is Issa going on the trip with us? No. Okay, well, keep packing your shit so we can go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was another part I didn't like, that Molly once again put her work before Andrew. Because she was like, fuck, I gotta go do whatever at the job.
No. It wasn't her fault.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like how she talked to her assistant.
Yeah, because that was uncalled for.
For her to say, damn, like, did you just find out about this? No, I've been knowing about it, but you know, doing all these cases and stuff. And she, you don't get paid to make me look bad.
Like, girl.
But it's not like what you say is how you say it. Yeah. And her fucking delivery was off.
Off as hell.
And like, it's like, bitch, you getting dick on the regular, so you should be calm.
And she's so tense. Like, this girl is.
She need the fucking,
Sensei balls?
That's not the name of them. Y'all know the balls. I'm doing it with my hand.
yo, I thought that was called like sensei balls.
They're not called sensei.
Or sensu balls.
No.
Is that something completely different?
Are you thinking about some other balls?
I don't know. If I said that and it was wrong,
it's the balls that you like rotate in your hand and you just like breathe in, you breathe out. I used to need them when I was little. I used to be in Mr. Berthelot class. Shout out to Mr. Berthelot. I used to be in his social studies class, and he had some sitting on a desk, and I would just use them bitches. I had anger issues way back when. I still do a little bit, but continue. Girl.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Balls, that's what she needs.
Yeah.
She might need some Kegel balls, too, because, bitch, pipe down. You need to relax. Think of something
relax.
Else.
Relax. Fuck.
Take a chill pill.
So anyway, so they, her and Andrew, they start packing. Okay, cool. Funny shit was Molly saying that she got something and, you know, she can't, she can't wait to show Andrew what it is. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I got something too.
What's your thing? No, what's your thing?
Molly is a very vanilla person.
Because
that was lame.
It was so like plain, like
girl.
Like, sis, you had one job.
Like, I got friends who will wear that shit like under their regular clothes, just in case.
I would go to work with that on.
I'm trying to tell you, and she,
yeah,
this exotic vacation. With a basic ass little set.
She got like a little bralette, cause she don't have no tits for real. She got a little bralette on, little thong, and she had like some oil or something. She was like, bam.
Yeah,
And Andrew Kim was like,
like the look on his face was like,
oh, that's it. Okay.
So we playing two different games.
And he was like, oh, well, what did you get? Maybe I misinterpreted the assignment. Well, what did you get? Honey, I was on the Andrew thing. Like, I got vibrator. I got Kegel balls. I got a little butt plug. Like, that's what I got.
And Andrew had the works. And then what Molly says, damn, I know I should have got that feather.
The feather? What is a feather?
This man got a butt plug and you talk about a feather?
He over here trying to zzzz. And you...
What you
should have
got?
She should have got a little vibrator for his thing. They have that.
I know.
That's another episode. Okay.
Anywho.
So. But yeah, and then she was like, "Well, fuck me on the balcony." And they fucked on the balcony. That was cute. Goals. Then, the whole pool scene happened. With the brother, I understood her frustration, but she really kind of went off for no reason.
I kind of want to get into that a little bit. What, y'all, if y'all hear that screaming, I don't know what the fuck my neighbors got going on, but ignore them. Anyway, the pool scene. Now, Molly being Molly, I feel like she blew that out of proportion because she didn't know if the towel lady had already asked for their key card. All she saw was these two white individuals trying to get towels. When she walked up, the lady handed them the towels, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So then Molly's turn, and she's like, okay, can I get a towel? And the lady goes, well, can I see your key card? Well, you didn't ask those two people for their key card. And the lady's like, ma'am, it's hotel policy. So Molly puts on this fucking dramatic show. Ass scene once again, and she tries to make it about race. I understand the times that we in, most times it can be about race, let's just keep it a book. But this time, Molly, girl, you're at a resort, you need a fucking key card to get a towel.
Mm-hmm.
Stop tripping. Then she wanna get all upset, and I pointed this out to my friend. I said Molly could have avoided that whole fucking thing if she would have just stayed in the pool. She didn't need the towel for herself.
Who's getting it for the
lady. Girlfriend. Yeah.
For the wife, I'm sorry. That was so rude.
Oh, yeah. The wife. Whoever she was. So, she was wrong in that situation. But the dialogue between her and Andrew's brother in the pool, he was wrong. Because he tried to downplay it. Granted, it really wasn't as big as Molly made it seem. But the way that he confronted the situation and was like, you know, you making shit harder for yourself in so many mm-hmm. words. And was like, you know, I get treated bad too, you know.
That was another situation where Molly is directing her anger in a total, like, different way. Yeah. Like, she is, I don't know, it's... She just, like, I guess whenever, you know how you just keep things bottled up,
mm-hmm.
and the first time somebody say something, yeah. you're just gonna go off, and yeah. it's like, that wasn't even towards you, friend. That had nothing to do with you, or nothing that you said, but, yeah, because the way she went off on his brother, it wasn't called for. And she even, like, disrespected the lady, too, because it's like, but no, you're different. But Andrew is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew had done everything that everybody else has done, yeah. but he is so different.
Yeah. It's like he
gets all the benefit of her men of
wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm. Not saying he out here like just doing crazy.
No. But she, I don't know.
Crazy. She's an idiot. But then at the end of it, she called her motherfucking.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm therapist. Glad that at the end, she called her therapist because that bitch needs it.
Honey. Then. We get back to Cali,
mm-hmm.
and we see Lawrence.
Good old with the Lawrence.
Haircut. With the haircut.
Looking so nice.
I need y'all to remember what I said. Lawrence glows up when he is really, like, doing good in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you my thoughts about what I think is going to happen. So, you know, he calls, well, he speaks to Molly and Andrew, whatever. Then you see him call, like, hey, can we meet up? I want to talk to you about something.
I've been thinking about you. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about you. I need to talk to you, whatever. So, everybody's thinking, okay, it's Condola. Fuck Condola. No, bitch. It's Issa. And it goes into episode 8.
Yes.
Can I just say episode 8 really... really made me... I've never smiled for 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Of a fucking episode, ever. Maybe, I think it's 30 minutes. 28, 30, whatever. You know what the fuck. Y'all know the time. Mm-hmm. I've never smiled so much and wanted to cry so bad. It was just so beautiful.
I resonated with that episode mm-hmm. out of all the episodes. And it's like, this
is needed. That was needed.
Yeah, that was very, very needed. And I think my favorite thing from that episode was the open and honest conversations that Issa and Lawrence would have.
Yeah, because Lawrence set the tone saying, look.
No eggshells.
No eggshells.
And I like that.
And the stuff, and this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to watch episode 8. If you can watch it today, right now, after you get done listening to this, rewatch episode 8. Listen to exactly what Issa told Lawrence, and listen to what Lawrence told Issa. Issa's like, I didn't want to come home. Like, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm asking you what's wrong, and you would never open up to me. You didn't even want to have sex with me. Mm-hmm. All this stuff. Go back and watch season 1, the first 5 episodes. Facts.
That is true. Because she was hanging out at Molly's.
Because she did not want to go home.
Yeah, and Molly remember, was asking her, like, you know.
When you going
to
go home?
When you going to Lawrence? Oh, shit.
And remember, she was like, she pulled up to the dunes and she was like, okay, bitch, you going to go in here? You going to do this? You don't talk to her yourself. And she like, she looked, she said, nah, bitch. and she goes to Rite Aid. He's getting her all this, like, birthday stuff. And he sees her buying panties.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck you buying panties for? You ain't coming home. It's a 6-pack. They not even cute. And then Lawrence, can I get your Rite Aid card?
Yes. Damn. Yes.
But remember I said Lawrence starts to look like the way that Lawrence is doing in life, like you can see it in his appearance. Mm-hmm. And so that Lawrence with like a little low, like roughiness, like then you see him, you know, cut at the end of season 1 mm-hmm. episode 7, then season 2 you see him the same way, but he still looks good, like Lawrence can get it. So season 3 he's like, damn, like, okay, I see you. Mm-hmm. And then now he's just like, he's season 1 Lawrence, however he's clean cut.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the fuckboy haircut anymore. He doesn't have the fuckboy haircut anymore. He's just real, like, all right, I want to fix this, let's do this. Yeah. Like, you the one that I want, okay, come on, let's go, like, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, so, and then Lawrence, I don't think Lawrence knew how much he just wasn't doing anything. Because mm-hmm. it was a scene in season 1. She was like, my lunch break isn't for 8 hours.
Right. Shitting on him.
So, yeah, it was hard for Issa, you know. Another thing is, Issa felt like shit. Well, no, before I get to that, he was like, it was easier to blame everything on you because you actually did something. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I was equally at fault. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to admit that. So that's why I just put everything on you. That's why I was calling you all of this. That's why I was doing that. All this other shit.
I'm very, very glad to see the growth that both of them have had mm-hmm. throughout this series. Because had they tried to...
After season 2.
Say something like this in season 2, girl, after he told you not as much time as you spent being a fucking hoe. Excuse me?
Like, Issa a different bitch, though.
Yeah.
Issa just like, okay.
She takes shit too much for me.
Yeah. Girl, very passive aggressive.
Say your shit. Talk your shit.
Yes.
You know? But whatever, you know, that's just how she does things.
But this one, like, this episode, like, you can literally see that all they needed was time apart from one another. And they got that time apart. They both grown. They both have grown individually, which led them back to each other.
Mm-hmm. And I like how Lawrence reached out to her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't her.
Yeah.
Reaching out to him. And I loved how... This is my favorite scene of episode 8. And she was like, can I get you a question? He's like, yeah. And she's like, you didn't really get a ring, did you? Mm. And he was like... And she was like, damn. He's like, yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I? Like, we went to go look at rings together.
Right.
Which they did.
They did.
And so she was like, oh. And he was like, oh.
You realize you ain't shit.
And she was like, damn, you know what? I really wasn't shit. But I'm the shit now.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, yeah? And so she was like, yeah, I'm telling you, like, no. She was like, she said, yeah, I'm the shit now. He was like, okay. And so she was like, yeah, you missing out. He was like, yeah. And you can see like that. You can see that
spark.
Okay, what I'm going to do is let me go to the bathroom because just give me a shot because maybe I'm still not shit, you know? Just do that. But yeah, he's texting Condola. Didn't like that bullshit.
Issa, and maybe it's a woman thing or maybe it's just a nervous woman thing. Issa loves going to the fucking bathroom, bro.
I go to the bathroom too.
Same. I'm in an awkward situation, like, okay, let me just...
I'm going to go to the bathroom right quick.
Okay. Be right back.
Bitch. I would have loved to see, like, Mirror Bitch.
Yeah.
And that, when every time she went to the bathroom.
I wanted to see Mirror Bitch when she went to the bathroom at the restaurants and at the house. Now, let's get into this fucking house scene. I kind of had a feeling that something would have happened when he told her to come upstairs to see the house. That's like clear sign number one.
But I didn't think it was going to lead to what all that did. I didn't think that they were going to. I think she's going to.
Now, mind you, at this point, we see Condola is steady calling Lawrence. So, this is my theme. I was saying that she was calling because, you know, they had whatever they had going on. But as a woman, and I'm pretty sure other women listening out there, y'all can attest to this. When you know that somebody, like, you know your dude is with another female, you sense that shit. And it's kind of like, I don't know what it is that goes off in our heads. Like, you know what? Let me call this nigga because I'm finna get on his ass. And so that's what I took it as. Like, she just had that woman's intuition that, okay, he's with another woman right now. But I have other women friends who automatically knew that it was a pregnancy call. And I don't know how the fuck, like, I didn't peep that. But like I explained, I've never had a situation like that.
You could tell in the way that it was the movement for me. Like, you can sense things. Condola not going to be calling. Like, they ended that shit, right? Mm-hmm. They broke up. Why are you still calling him? For one.
I wouldn't have guessed that it was a pregnancy call.
For two, he stepped outside to take the... Well, for one, he's texting her underneath the table. Mm-hmm. Goes back to act as if everything is normal. He steps outside when she says she goes to the bathroom. She says she got to go to the bathroom. She's like, okay, yeah, I can probably slide through. Mm-hmm. But y'all not together. Y'all broken up. Something is up. Because it was like, I need to see you. I need to see you. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to you. It was that, like, that's how she was moving. And so I was like, okay, yeah, that bitch got to be pregnant. And everyone's like, no, she's not. No, she's, that bitch got to be pregnant. But I'm going to say she ain't. So... But I don't think y'all have ever been in a situation to where you, like, the man comes back in after being on the phone, after you weren't in the room, mm-hmm. and you're back in the room, and he just like, oh, but you hear the conversation, he's like, oh, that was just, and she's like, Condola. And he was like, yeah, she just wanted to talk, and it's just like, that's fine. You know, but you could see the damn, like, yeah. I thought y'all were done. I thought this could have, you know, led to something. And Issa is really a bold bitch, because I promise you, I probably would have never said this. I probably would have wanted to say, I'm the type of person, I see a lot of things. I go about doing things in my head the way that I want to. Mm-hmm. But y'all, whenever I get in front of, like, the guy, it's just like, okay, I'm not going to say anything.
That's what I'm saying, like,
I can't do that. But, I mean, you know, after a while, you're just like, you know what? I'm about to just say this shit. I'm about to just do whatever it is, you know.
Issa really just put it all out there, like.
She's like, what if I don't want to go home?
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that Issa had every intention on staying? Like, do you think it was already in her head? Or do you think she made that decision when she realized that Condola called and Lawrence was possibly going Condola to Condola called. Tonight? You think that's what it was?
Condola called. I would have done the same thing. I've done the same thing.
My homegirl was like, she did that because she wanted to make sure she still got that upper hand. Like, you can talk to whoever you're going to talk to, but just know that when you with me, nigga, you with me. Mm-hmm. And that's how the night turned out.
Mm-hmm. Like, they both needed that, though. After the night that they had, they needed it.
I didn't want them to have sex.
They didn't have sex.
They were fucking.
They didn't fuck.
What they did.
That was a passionate, like, and like, I still love you type shit.
I didn't want them to do that. Like, of course I wanted them to, like, kiss and, like, say how much they missed each other. But I didn't want them to have sexual intercourse.
Sometimes you just gotta get out your system.
Hey, they got it out their system because they was fucking.
Like, episode 9, they was just like, man,
let's go to 9.
But the way 8 ended, I was like, okay, they done with each other, like, you know.
Because it didn't end, like, it ended like a,
like, you good?
Like a regular nightcap, yeah. Like, you good? Yeah, you good? Yeah. Alright, I'm finna dip. Mm-hmm.
Look, have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Like, nigga say, you need me to walk you out? No, I'm good.
I'm just walking home. It's just around the corner. No, bitch, it's literally like.
She took a far walk.
Baby. That was from Sherwood to fucking Miller.
No, like, seriously.
Girl.
That's what it felt like. My girl was walking.
They say that she was walking to. Like, if it was a song that she was walking to, it definitely would have been. Let's take a long walk around the park.
No, for real.
Because sis was really, like, that was a long ass walk.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning with a smile on my face.
So 9. Now, I'm going to say that when 9 started, I thought it was a dream. I was not expecting it to be
the real deal.
And that's why I'm just sitting there like, hold on now. This is going on for a long time.
They were fucking for a whole song.
They were fucking.
They missed each other.
Yeah.
It was beautiful to see because it's like. Yeah. And then it's like. You could see. Anybody could put themselves in a situation. If everybody has that person. If you and that person had that conversation right now. You know, like, if you and the person that you...
My Lawrence.
Yeah. Or the man's Issa. Mm-hmm. If you had that conversation with that person, you would want it to go the same exact way. And even if it do go that way, it probably would... Y'all would probably not know how to keep your hands off of each other. Because it's like, you're here now. Like, we don't hate each other no more. Right. Like, we good. Like, we're in a better space. Like, we can... I think we can work our way through this type of thing.
And the only, like, I get that for sure. But the only reason why I didn't want them to have sex that first time, like, when they kicked everything off, is because we didn't know exactly where that was going to go. You know, like, we didn't know how that night, or what that night would have led to. Mm-hmm. So, that could have been, like, just a one-time thing. Like, okay, we gonna link up, we gonna talk. And that's that. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't no clear line.
It was really just like, all right, have a good one.
Yeah. So that's the only reason why. But You got a point.
Yeah. But I liked how, and I'm about to say this. So I'm about to, we gonna do 9 and 10 together. We gonna do 9 and, oh, hold on. So we're gonna do 9 and 10 together. So, okay. 9. Issa reaches out to Molly to speak about whatever the fuck they got going on. See if they can meet up. If you can, if you notice, Molly was very, she was very guarded when she was having a conversation with Issa, because it's like, oh, well, I enjoyed, it was a nice trip. You notice how she just like, yeah, it was really, it was nice.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, speak up. Like, you know, we friends. Talk. We're cool. And but it's like they were both so awkward. They didn't know how to go about the conversation in general. Then, you know, she goes and complains to Andrew. And Andrew's like, you need to meet her halfway.
Like, you on the same shit again.
I'm sick of hearing about Issa.
Thank you.
And so, Issa and Nathan meet up. We find out. I've been telling people, my boy is depressed. My boy got a mental health issue. Come to find out, my boy is bipolar. But he's not an angry bipolar. He's just a sad bipolar. He just needs to take his space, you know? That's not funny. But, yeah.
I know a Nathan.
It was fine. It was good to see that they actually had that conversation. But in the midst of that, you know, Issa calls Lawrence to tell him about how their conversation went, Molly and her. And he was like, well, maybe y'all just needed time apart, you know, in order, you know, get to the spot, that get to the place that y'all at now. But it was referencing both Molly and Issa, and also Issa and Lawrence. Pay attention to the context clues, friends. Then we get to Nathan and Issa going to Andrew's place so Nathan can get the rest of his stuff. I hate how much Issa and Nathan, like, balance each other out.
Yeah.
She's a joke with everybody. But who... We gonna get to that. I'm gonna ask that. I'm gonna ask that later. So then they're having a conversation. They're playing a game. What are they playing? Celebrity Heights or something like that?
Celebrity Heights.
Celebrity Heights. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was Heist. I don't know.
They literally were naming the Heights.
I know it was the Height. And I was just like, that's weird to be calling it Heist. They're not stealing from anybody, you know, but
whatever.
You know, Molly stupid ass gonna text, well, think she's texting Andrew. Gonna text Issa. See, I'm trying with her.
Bitch.
What would y'all have done? I'm gonna give y'all 5 seconds to tell me what y'all would have done. Bitch, same. I definitely would have said, right text, wrong bitch.
Thank you.
Or, but she, I would have called out loud. She was so calm.
You meant to text me just now?
Uh-oh, she really would have shit a brick.
As she should have.
But she shit a brick anyway.
I would have said that shit, and I would have been like, you know what, Nathan, we can go.
Because Nathan now, like, damn, how the fuck I'm going to get home, choose my ride.
No, seriously, she left Nathan.
Like, we got a lift over here together, like, damn. Damn, no, but, okay, all right. But, yeah, no, she was fucked up for that one.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't think the person that you are now, I don't think that we can work this out type of thing. Our relationship doesn't serve me anymore, stupid bitch.
All right, okay, I'm going to show you.
Fuck you and your servants.
Thank you.
Episode 10, get into it.
Episode 10.
I had to take a deep breath, y'all. It's just a lot.
Episode 10.
Andrew finally got sick and tired of Molly bullshit.
As he should have. Because I understand that, like, I listened to Therapy for Black Girls, and they were also recapping the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a point that, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's not always take. Like, you got to be able to give a little. Mm-hmm. Molly don't know how to give. Mm-mm. It's always, when it comes to Andrew, it's always take. Like, let this man have his, let him get something too, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, she's not pouring into him at all. Mm-mm. It's him pouring into her. So, you see them at her work event. Andrew didn't want to be at that fucking shit. Mm-mm. But he came as a supportive boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So when he was ready to leave, she wanted to stay a little longer. He like, you know what? Okay, fine, whatever. Then they get in and he's like, okay, good. We finally home. I can watch the show. Like, we can watch the show together. And she goes, no,
I'm tired.
Let's wait. I'm tired. And he's like, you know, of course, you're moving on your time. Mm-hmm. And she kind of get a little snappy with him, like what that's supposed to mean. And he tell her, you know, if I would have wanted to leave the work event early, you would have had a problem. If I didn't want to watch the show, you would have had a problem. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, she tries to flip it on him.
She say, that bitch said, when I was working late, you didn't like that. But now I'm here trying to put you in my workspace so that we can have more time together. You don't like that either. Girl,
like,
that's not what that's that man not said. But the part that made me cackle was like, when I was working, like, you didn't like that.
Bitch, he didn't, like,
that's not what he said.
That's what he said. He said, there you go, like, taking what I said and basically, like, completely undermining that shit.
Flipping
and
it.
So, at this time, Kelly is calling her phone. She ignores Kelly's call. So, her and Andrew, you know, their spat is getting a little heated. And Kelly calls again. And so, Molly's like, yo, like, what the fuck? Then the camera switches. And everybody is trying to find out where Tiffany is. So, Tiffany has disappeared at this point. I really do like how the writers shed light on postpartum, because we have a lot of friends who are moms. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know that this problem exists. You don't ever think, like, I wonder, you know, if my friends ever had to deal with this shit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you see it in such a different light because the show is so fucking relatable. And it's like, damn, we've been peeped, like, early on in the season that Tiffany was going through some shit after she done had this baby. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, wow, she done disappeared. Mm-hmm. So, everybody goes on a hunt to find Tiffany. Like, Derek is losing his mind. Kelly is damn near losing her mind, too. Paul, and Callie mentioned this before we even started recording, whoever the lady was randomly told Kelly that she dreamt of catfish.
She had a dream about catfish last night. Everybody's like, what the fuck does that mean, Gloria? Like, I don't know what that means, Gloria. Gloria is her mom.
Tiffany's mom? Okay. So, she said she dreams of catfish. And everybody, it just goes over everybody's head like, okay, bitch, next caller. We going to find Tiffany. So, they go on the hunt and they go to all the different little spots, like using their little context clues. Mm-hmm. And it finally dawns on them, like, once they made it to, I guess, what's the restaurant? Yeah, they made it to the restaurant, and they looked at the cameras and saw that she had got on the city bus from there. So, they get on the city bus from there, and it's like, in that moment, that was another scene where the dialogue was really powerful. And you got Molly, Derek, and Issa all sitting next to each other, and Derek just got his hands in his head, like,
he's just like, damn. I knew she wasn't happy, but didn't know it was that bad.
Right.
But it's like, Tiffany and Derek are, like, the perfect couple. Mm-hmm. You never see them, like, slack. Like, you never see them not on top of their game. Like, right. They always own it. And to see them both, like, in such a vulnerable, like, place is just, damn, like, what the hell going on, you know? Like, it's really trouble. But when Derek was speaking and when Issa was speaking to Derek, that was the first time Molly was opening her ears to listen and understand.
And that's something I like about how they write it. They make these scenes, or they make the conversation in these scenes parallel. So you got this conversation with Molly and Derek. I mean, with Issa and Derek. But this same conversation is what needs to be said between Molly and Issa.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. But, you know, it was nice to see that. And so they end up finding Tiffany. And Tiffany didn't have... You see Tiffany, you see her with, like, her hair done, nails done, everything did. And she was just, like, bare.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have anything on, natural hair.
No makeup.
No, she had makeup on.
Natural
makeup. Yeah, natural. A natural beat. Yeah, and it's just like a, I didn't know what else to do. Like, she's wet. She's just really vulnerable, you know? So, then they hugging each other, and they hugging it out. And we get to Molly and Andrew, and Molly's just like, well, Molly's speaking so fast because she just wants to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, well, we had all this time. We did this. We did that. Like, I can do this. I can go to therapy. We can go to therapy. We can do this. And Andrew's like, what are you fighting for right now? Like, screw that time. Screw everything. Like, what are you fighting for?
Right.
Like, do you really, like, the question that you need to answer is, do you really want this? And she sat there with that dick look on her face.
Super literally. Dick look.
So, then we get to, I think that was the song. Is that the song that came on? Who can I love when they tell me I can't love myself?
Was it then?
How in the hell could I possibly love someone else?
And then it goes to
Ethan Lawrence.
This is breaking my heart. You have to talk about this shit.
So then we get to Issa and Lawrence. And, you know, he's hugging her. But they hugged each other. And then she kissed him. And she's just like, yeah, like, you know, I haven't been asleep. But, you know, today is good for your eyes. It's fasting for your eyes. And so she's like, she looks at Lawrence and she sees, like, worry. Like,
yeah,
sadness. Like, I don't know what to do on my face. She's like, you all right? Like, what's wrong? And he was like, Condola
came over last night.
She needed to talk. Okay, about what?
And then it flashed to Condola.
I loved how they did it.
Yeah.
Because all the answers that we wanted him to say, she was saying it.
Yeah.
And then all the questions that Issa had, she was answering them. But then we got to see Lawrence's. It was great. Whoever did that, edited that way, did an awesome job. And so she's like, I'm pregnant. And to see the look on Issa's face was like,
she was hurt.
Damn. And so Condola's like, Issa's like, well, was she going to keep it? And she's like, yes. And he was like, we not even together. Why would you even... I wasn't ready with Mark, but this time I'm ready. No, bitch. You want to get back at Issa. You want to one-up on Issa. But remember, just episode 3, low-key thankful, she didn't want no family. She didn't want to get married no more. She didn't want shit. But now all of a sudden, episode 10, a month later, you want to say,
right.
I want this baby. Girl, fuck you.
Like, I feel like that's selfish. Because Lawrence wanting a family, that played a part in their breakup. Because that was a part of the conversation. When they were in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking her, like, you know, you just said you don't want a family. But I do. Like, you know, that's a problem.
And now I'm going to give him a family so that I can make him happy after he's with Issa.
He's found his happiness again. And now...
You're going to take that away from him.
Because he's not happy. At all. He going to have a kid. Basically a little family, but he's not happy.
You also have to realize that that is something that he always longed for. And now Condola will always be his family.
I hate it.
Yep. So Condola won this round.
I really don't like that shit.
I don't like it either. Trust me, I don't like it either. However, he really wants to be with Issa.
Mm-hmm.
But Issa's like, I don't think you like hurt. Like she said, damn, shit was finally fuck. And it was like, shit was really finally falling into place for them to go to San Francisco together.
Yeah. Like my girl was willing to drop everything she had going on in Inglewood to go.
I need new friends anyway, so.
Yeah, she was ready and willing, and then boom, she could drop with a bomb like that. And I think the most hurtful part is realizing that, you know, what she wanted her ideal fantasy to be is not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
she has to alter that fantasy.
Yeah, like completely. And if you, like her fantasy, if you go back to season 2, episode 8, everything that she wanted with Lawrence, like that scene when they were moving out the apartment and they had that last conversation and he said, bye, Issa. And then it switches to like dream mode. It's like,
I can't live my life without you.
Yes.
Will you marry me? And she's like, oh yeah. And they like, everywhere I go. I don't know the words.
But anyway, if you go back to that, you see that he proposes, they get married, they have a baby. Like
fucking on the couch again.
Yeah. Like, it's everything that Issa wants. And now that Lawrence has a child with Condola, that whole fantasy is flipped upside down. Because it's never going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Never going to be that. So
if their relationship, like, and Lawrence, so it just hurts my heart because Lawrence really wants this to work with Issa. And it's like, this is happening. He got to go, like, overdrive. Like, he got to really put in that work to make sure that Issa knows that she is priority. However,
he has a different hat than just potential boyfriend now.
But I'm not gonna lie, like, it is very, I love seeing a man step up to doing like step up to his responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just the older I get, but even when I was like 18 years old, I love seeing a man just be like a father figure.
That's cool. Like,
but then
that's cool.
But then, you know, things happened and that's still I love seeing a man just step up to his responsibilities. And let's say he does have a child, cuz yeah, whatever. We already talked about this. And that is attractive to see. Damn. That's how you know, like, he's for fuck sure going to take care of, like, his responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Let's say you come up, you get pregnant. You know, something happened right now. He's going to always, you know, be there. He cares, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that caring side of a man. That's just me. But
yeah. And mine is, like, I'm sorry, but I just can't. Like, a baby would be a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you know, if I want you and I want us, I want us to work out, that's good. But if you come up to me in the middle of us trying to get back on the track that we were once on and you tell me that you got a baby on the way, nigga, like, and I'm not the one carrying the baby, I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't. Like, that's just too much on my plate. Because now it's like, okay. Because
you got to put the way you feel to the side.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I know.
However, if you really wanted somebody, like, I mean, anything is possible. However, it you really have to. I don't know if you have listeners who have experienced that. But speaking from, like, that
you know, because I have experienced something like that. It's, what's the word I'm looking for? Pettiness first, because mm-hmm. you just want to be petty. But the older you get, is just like, it is what it is. Like, shit's still going to happen the way it's going to happen. I mean, and if a man really cares about you, if a man really still wants to be with you or still wants to make you feel important in his life, mm-hmm. he's going to do that regardless, baby or not.
I feel that. And, I get that. But it's like, I know that if that was the case and if that was to happen, what I thought we would be, it wouldn't and it couldn't be, because it's like, that baby is going to change our whole dynamic.
That's why you're not supposed to be having all these fantasies and imaginations. Because shit really does go like
that. That's true. That's true.
Because when you plan shit out.
Yeah.
And it don't go the way that it's planned.
Then your feelings hurt.
Your feelings are very much so hurt.
Yep.
And who fault is that? Yours. You know?
Yep.
But you can't fault the baby because the baby didn't actually be here.
That's true.
You can fault the mom and the daddy, but. You know, but you see things differently. Like, but I don't think ahead. As much as I want Issa and Lawrence to make it and to, you know, to push through it. I don't think Issa gonna be able to do it. Mm-mm. Because Issa is used to getting what she wants when she wants it.
Yeah, Issa gotta take the back seat now.
Passenger. Because the baby can't sit in a passenger seat, you guys.
Come on, dude.
But you know, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So for instance, like, oh gosh, I can't say that. Never mind. Because then it's gonna be.
Then it's gonna get misconstrued.
And I ain't trying to cuss nobody out about no bullshit because it's really not even that. But continue. Not,
I mean, life happens. Life happens.
It's like they get married. Not even they get married. They're in a relationship. Does Issa go to the baby shower? Because remember, that's Tiffany's friend. Mm-hmm. Condola and Issa are technically friends.
Condola wouldn't be my fucking friend.
I would have to beat Condola ass.
Me and Condola, baby, we got beef. And I'm finna cook it, motherfucker.
Like, that's it. You know, that's not even, girl, I don't know. And then another part that didn't sit right with me, because I've been there, is like, we still have to talk about it. Like, we still have things
that still has to be a conversation.
And it's like,
and that's a conversation that I pray to God I never in my life have to have.
I pray to God you never have to have that conversation.
I'm serious. No, I couldn't.
I pray to the good Lord you never have to. I pray that nobody has to go through that like situation, but I know y'all will. But
no, don't.
Put not y'all, like, but some women may have to go through that. But yeah, it's.
Sorry, y'all. If y'all hear this, I'm taking my melatonin. It's almost my bedtime.
Yeah. It's just. But one thing I wanted to say is that. It's funny how when Lawrence came back into Issa's life, Issa kind of wanted to mend things. But it wasn't like she was losing anybody or anything like that. Uh-huh. Molly was losing everything, and she ran back to the person who thought betrayed her the most, mm-hmm. who did so much stuff to her. But it was nice to see them both, like, run to each other at the end.
Yeah. Because at this point, they need each other. Let's just be real. Mm-hmm. Like, the person you dreamt of spending the rest of your life with just dropped a bomb on you that he got... I'm sorry.
What?
I thought I see the facial expression.
Oh, like... no. Oh, no. I'm getting ready to sing a song.
Okay. But...
You know what song I'm about to sing?
What?
You dropped a bomb on me, baby.
Well, yeah. The person you dreamt of spending the rest of your life with just dropped a bomb on you that he got another woman pregnant. Mm-hmm. So, who else are you going to turn to in this moment? Because your two closest people is him and your best friend, who you're currently not talking to. Mm-hmm. And then the best friend is, she don't know what's going on either because she just got broken up with.
Yeah, I would have broke up with that bitch too, though.
Yeah, but then in that moment, like, you know, when you go through a breakup, who you turn to? Your best friend.
Who can I run to?
So they definitely needed, yeah, they needed each other. Like, they needed to lean on each other in that moment. So,
well, they needed to talk their shit out and yeah, lean on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully they bonding over ice cream right now or something.
Ethiopian food.
And I love... thank you for saying that. I loved how season one, they started off in the Ethiopian place. Mm-hmm. And they ended up in season four at the Ethiopian mm-hmm. place. Which means, and ghosts tell me that's like their place of... It's... You ever seen Notre Dame?
The Hunchback?
Yes, Hunchback of Notre Dame. And they go to the church because that's like... The safe
place of solace, I think it's called.
I can't remember the correct word for it. But that's their place. Mm-hmm. That's where they come, like, common ground. We ain't guns are down. No bullshit. Like, yeah. We just gonna talk.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that. Second, and I don't think you... Not Tyler the Creator, but... Because that's his song. But the music in this season has never... I don't think I ever paid attention to the music so much, but the music literally, like, took whatever the situation was mm-hmm. and the song was coming about mm-hmm. it. Because at the end, I was like, are we still friends? Can we be friends? Mm-hmm. Like, and I had to go back and listen to that shit. That shit kind of slaps. I mean, he says the same thing over, but still. And then, like I said, the, who can I love when they tell me I can't love myself?
Case of the X?
Bitch. When that one popped on, I said, okay.
Hold on now.
Okay, Mr. Sadiq, look. You coming with the heat this yeah. season. And it's just, I loved how each song really fits everything. And then the block party. I can't think of the name of it right now. Only If. Mm-hmm. Steve Lacy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I love that song, by the way.
If I could travel through time, I think I would tell myself from the past, you'll be fine. It's just like, easy, like, this your big day now. Mm-hmm. Like, your day is coming. You were stressing all them times before. You was doing all of this. You went from I got y'all to sleeping on Daniel's couch. To freaking driving Lyft, to then saying, hey, I want to be a cultural curator, to then actually talking about doing a fucking festival, to actually doing that shit.
Yep.
Like, she really did that shit, you know? And I just loved how the evolution of Issa this season. Mm-hmm. I actually like the demise of Molly this season.
Molly needed that. She needed to get knocked down a couple notches.
She did, because she was smelling herself.
Yeah.
That's what the old people say. You smelling yourself a little bit. I need you to break it down just a little bit, bitch. Another thing that I liked was that she... I liked how they brought Nathan back.
Okay.
Question.
You might be the question I want to ask you.
Who... do you feel is Issa, like, most compatible with? Meaning, life and, like, period. Just compatible. Nathan or Lawrence?
I have to say Lawrence. And it could be just me being biased, but it's like, they have that history, like.
Take history out.
They knew each other and they know each other now, like.
Nathan don't know Issa?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but not in the sense that Lawrence does.
What's the difference? Tom?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to just go ahead and put out there, I would rather my old nigga than a new nigga.
retweet. But retweet. I feel that. But it's like Issa can still be herself with Nathan. The reason I say it is because she was like, it's cold in the deep.
And he picked up on it.
It's just like, y'all are cheesy as fuck. But Issa has that same relationship with Lawrence.
Yes. Did you not like episode 8, nigga?
That it was like the porn identity. You hear about the one about the climate change?
The warm identity?
Yeah, it's gonna be fire. But then
they cheesy.
Yeah, bro. it was very adorbs, you know, but y'all let us know. Who do y'all want Issa to end up with right now? Mm-hmm. How did you all feel whenever Lawrence dropped that bomb? How did y'all feel about Molly finally saying, hey, let's have this conversation? Mm-hmm. How did y'all feel about the whole motherfucking season?
And I have a question specifically for the guys. And I really do want to hear y'all opinion on this. Let's say we had to turn the tables, right? And Issa had to come and let Lawrence know
she was pregnant.
If you were Lawrence dealing with an Issa who's pregnant, what would that look like for you?
That's way different.
Yeah.
Want to know what the difference is?
Me can't take that shit.
Mm-mm. I don't want to say that.
What?
The baby daddy don't always have to be there. Men like pregnant women. You laughing? I'm so serious. I hear a lot of pregnant women.
I get hit on all the time.
Cause my cousin was telling me that shit. Like she was getting hit on by men. She's like, I'm clearly carrying another man's child.
Like,
leave me alone.
That's weird.
That's nasty. But KK, cool, go off. But yeah, like, let us know. Please, no, seriously, let us know this. Like, hit us up in the DM. After y'all get done hearing this, I'll put up a poll on Tuesday because y'all hearing this on Monday, tomorrow. So I'll put it up on Tuesday. And I hate how I'm saying words right now. And I'll just get the questions and I want y'all to answer them.
Yes. And this wraps up. It's bad.
Insecure.
Dog.
The rap party.
Yes.
It's a rap party.
This was good, though. Like,
this was.
I can say that as far as the podcast goes, Insecure has made for some great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Some great ones. Hold on. We started this because of Insecure.
Did we?
Yes.
We did?
Yes.
Well, please let me know.
What is our very first episode? The pilot episode?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
And well, we about to make a year anyway.
It's almost Real Spill's birthday, y'all. Damn, time flies.
When you're having fun.
Everything just comes full circle. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
Wow. Well, y'all just let us know.
Yes. And if you have another show y'all want us to watch and do recaps on, let us know.
If y'all watch The Shy, shit, we can talk about The Shy.
Oh, yeah, we can get on that one.
That's just that on that. Y'all talk. If y'all watch Sisters, we can talk about that, too.
I mean, y'all and Callie go talk about that because I don't watch Sisters. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I watch Sisters, okay?
I'm sorry.
Period. What are some other good shows that they need to watch? Pose. If y'all... I know some people may not like it, but if you don't mind it, because I know everybody have their own preference. So if you're open minded, please watch Pose. It's
be shallow.
Please don't. It's definitely eye opening. It's beautiful, honestly. It's very, very, very beautiful. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah. So y'all just please hit us up. Let us know about Insecure. Let us know your thoughts. Again, I want y'all to watch episode 8, season 4, episode 8, and go back and watch the first 5 to 6 episodes mm-hmm. of season 1. And I want y'all to come back and let us know, hey, I finally see it. I understand it. Because I want y'all to watch it through the whole season 4.
Yeah.
And go back and watch it from the beginning, and you will see. You will definitely see, you know. And I hope y'all definitely looked at the... the music choices that they had, the soundtrack.
They curated the playlist with all the songs from
the season. Yeah. But yeah, definitely go listen to Let Me Know by Brent Faiyaz, Only If by Steve Lacy,
In Case of the X by Maya,
and Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the Creator. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yep.
So hopefully y'all enjoyed that. Hopefully we can get some more dialogue going with you all about Insecure via IG and maybe even Twitter. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't be on Twitter. Jamisia be on Twitter, but
she's
fasting right now. She's fasting right now.
Social media fast, so y'all look.
So y'all just hit me up through Instagram, please. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I put my notifications on.
Y'all can text me if needed.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'll be off for
yeah
a while.
So if y'all have anything else to say, just let me know and I'll, you know, tell her and we'll just get this going via podcast episodes. So, y'all, we're going to try to be consistent again. So, y'all should be getting episodes from us every week, I think.
We can do it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we can do it now.
Our
yeah.
schedule's been kind of, you know.
Got back to the regular, regular shit, you know.
More consistent.
And COVID-19, I really, like, okay, it's out there. It's bad, but it ain't, like, bad, you know, to the point where we quarantine again. But, you know, hopefully y'all still being safe. Wear your mask. I know you
Wash
may
your
not be able to.
Hands.
Yeah, and I know you may not be able to breathe, but you need to do something, maybe, because you can't breathe on me. But yeah, again, let us know your thoughts, opinions on Insecure and on this episode. And until next time, friends.
Bye.
Bye.